When Phoenix leaders talk about light rail, they often speak in glowing terms, how it spurs economic development and increases property values. But the reception is less enthusiastic among some residents. As we continue our series, New Neighbors, Shifting Communities in the Valley of the Sun, we visit one area in transition. 19th Avenue and Northern is arguably one of the most socioeconomically diverse areas in Phoenix. Within a one-mile radius, there is city-owned housing for low-income residents and large residential lots valued at $1 million. There are older apartments renting for $600 a month and new infill houses going for $600,000. 19th Avenue in Northern is also home to light rail. The Northwest Extension from Bethany Home to Dunlap opened last year, and for some neighborhoods, it's been a rough ride. Police department records provided to Councilman Jim Waring show a 56% increase in service calls to 19th Avenue and Northern since the extension opened. Trespassing, shoplifting, and theft are among the most popular calls. There's also been more interest from developers looking to build what the government calls affordable housing, designated for people who make less than 80% of the area's median income. Developers can get tax credits and financing help when they build near public transit centers. The thinking goes like this. People with lower incomes rely more heavily on public transit, so living close to the light rail will help them get to school, work, doctor's appointments, and grocery stores. But Councilman Sal DeCiccio, a light rail critic, says the focus should be on buses, which cover more area.
I mean, a common sense person would say, why cluster them? You shouldn't be clustering them. And why cluster them along light rail? So you're saying that from now on, only people that are poor in that area or need affordable housing are the only ones that are going to use light rail. It's illogical to me.
Neighbors have raised the same issue. While new housing developments along light rail downtown are mostly luxury, the projects pitched around here are mostly affordable. Public documents from the Arizona Department of Housing show 6 low-income housing tax credit programs in Phoenix this year. Of those, 5 projects are scheduled along the light rail line, and 3 of those 5 are within a half mile of 19th Avenue Northern.
We are trying to redevelop an office building that we have owned for 60 years.
During a city council meeting earlier this year, residents expressed frustration over a project presented by Steve Kapobris of Catholic Charities.
We develop low-income housing. We are not going to develop luxury apartments on this site. So no matter what I do, I cannot appease the neighborhood.
Councilman Daniel Valenzuela told him neighbors felt ignored.
You can roll your eyes, sir, if you'd like. Or you can get out there and talk to these neighbors, which is something that I have to do every single day.
When people push back against the size of a project pitched by United Methodist Outreach Ministries, better known as UMOM, here's how Darlene Newsom, the CEO and a nearby resident, responded.
When we decided on this site, I made it clear that I did not want any Section 8 vouchers or overlays on this property. This was going to be quality, affordable housing for people who are working.
Section 8 provides rental vouchers for people to use anywhere they can find landlords willing to take them. It's a program Councilman DeCiccio, a fiscal conservative, prefers.
Why not allow the individual the right to make their own decisions for their own family, where they think is the best place for them to live?
I've watched some great things happen, and I've watched some things that have been hard.
Shannon McBride lives in the area and works right along 19th Avenue as a pastor at Open Door Fellowship. That's where she organized this community forum on affordable housing.
Come on over here.
McBride introduced 2 women who live in affordable housing communities. Maria is raising 2 grandchildren.
I'm not sure why we're here, if to make it good or bad or whatever. I just want you to know that affordable housing is not all bad. It's like any other place in the city, okay? The people that live there are like you and I. We're all brothers and sisters.
While everyone was encouraged to share, some residents didn't feel comfortable. One woman told me it's not that they don't want to support lower-income people, it's that they feel the area is already dense with apartments. She worries about her property values and wonders whether she should stay. Another resident asked if there was a way to limit the number of projects in an area. The short answer was, not really, because there's a huge need for affordable housing. One man questioned whether city leaders are focused on the big picture.
I thought that was a very thoughtful question, and it probably should lead to a dialogue with the council.
Councilwoman Deb Stark says it might be time to look beyond light rail.
When you look at the Scottsdale area where they have lots of resorts, the Kierland area in Phoenix, there are a lot of service-oriented jobs that they probably are making minimum wage, should we be looking at other parts of the city that may have that need for affordable housing?
Conversations are important, says ASU Associate Professor Deirdre Pfeiffer, and so are plans.
You know, the research tells us that, you know, there's a fairly high likelihood that that neighborhood is going to change in some way after the transit station comes in. Every community, every neighborhood that has a transit station should have a plan.
She was involved in Reinvent Phoenix, a program designed to maximize community benefits on the billion-dollar light rail investment. Using a federal grant, Phoenix created community vision plans along the original line. They included goals like more trees, better sidewalks, new businesses, and housing. Similar efforts are underway for the light rail extension south of downtown. But there was no money to design a plan for the 19th Avenue extension.
I deeply care about this community.
That's why Shannon McBride and others have stepped up. They've branded the area 19 North and pushed for more attention. City staffers are now working with her grassroots nonprofit to create a vision plan. It won't be as detailed as proposals for other communities along the light rail line, but it's a start. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.